In the late 1950s, baby boomers began to fill up the schoolyards. Catholic education in the Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis peaked in 1959 with more than 150 schools. Back then, the schools were almost entirely staffed by nuns or priests working for little pay. But while enrollment was peaking, the men and women entering religious vocations began declining. Parishes were forced to hire lay people and pay higher wages. Tuition went up and enrollment started to slide. More than 50 schools were closed or merged in the 70s and 80s. Tom McCarver, director of Catholic education for the Archdiocese, says 1992 is the first time in 30 years that Catholic school enrollment began to increase. McCarver says the recent enrollment turnaround reflects more than the region's population growth.
I think they're being attracted to the values that are being taught in Catholic schools. We have religious programs in every one of our schools, and people are opting to have their kids close to that.
The Archdiocese now has 36,000 students in 100 schools. That's nearly as many students as the state's third largest public school district, Anoka-Hennepin. McCarver says most of the 11 high schools are full. Creighton Durham Hall in St. Paul has a freshman waiting list of 250. Many elementary schools have waiting lists, too. New schools are needed soon, especially in the suburbs. Three Catholic parishes in Eagan have joined forces to buy 28 acres of land along Yankee Doodle Road, the future site of Faithful Shepherd Elementary School. The school will house more than 600 students in kindergarten through 8th grade when it opens in 2 years. Margie Judd is among a group of parents in Eagan who've worked for more than 4 years to convince church leaders and parishioners to back the $10 million project. Judd, a mother of two young children, says the school will mean a lot to her family.
We strongly believe in the Catholic values, Christian values. We teach them at home. We believe in them. We want a well-rounded education for our children. We also believe in academic excellence. And we want to be able for our children to be able to talk about God on the playground, or whether it's in their math class or their social studies class. And we think they just go hand in hand, and we never even thought of anything else.
Religious values and academic rigor won't come cheaply at the Eagan School. Tuition will cost nearly $3,000 a year at Faithful Shepherd, considerably more than schools where parishes subsidize the school costs. But Judd says few parents are balking at the price. Another parent-driven project is underway to build an elementary school in Woodbury, and the first new Catholic high school in more than 30 years will be built in Victoria, a town in the southwest suburbs. The affluent suburbs are not the only hot spots for Catholic schools. A 100-year-old school in a poor Minneapolis neighborhood is also growing and plans an expansion to accommodate more students. At Ascension Elementary School, first graders wear matching uniforms as they sing in a music class. More than 200 students are in kindergarten through 8th grade, and there's a waiting list for most grades. The school will add one class to each grade over the next 8 years. Teresa Ross sent two children to Ascension and started teaching at the school. She says neighborhood parents are drawn to the school's Christian values.
They have figured out that Catholic schools teach the values that children need to learn in order to be productive citizens in this world, and also how to follow in the footsteps of Christ. We want to keep that, the morals. We want them to have these things, and I think people have learned that.
Ascension survived the 70s and 80s, a time when many inner-city Catholic schools died, by adapting to its changing neighborhood. The school is largely poor, African-American, and non-Catholic. In fact, 85% of the students come from other religious faiths. Principal Dorwatha Adderley says that doesn't change the way things are taught at Ascension. Every student gets the same religious instruction.
Every child takes the Catholic faith, and every child participates in the devotions. Every child goes to church. Every child is expected to pray at certain times of the day. the religion is infused into the entire day, from the announcements in the morning to the very end of the day.
Seeking to bring many denominations together under one roof, Adderley occasionally describes her school as one based on Christian values. She says the emphasis is on social justice, nonviolence, and hard work. Faith is the key. While public educators struggle to find the scientific solutions to failing students, Adderley relies openly on faith in God to help kids learn. She says the power of prayer can raise children's self-esteem and test scores.
It's a comfort for many children, and it's an encouragement to know that they can go to God and ask, even for things that they would never ask their parents for, or that they would never ask their teachers for. And so you find children fervently praying in classrooms, and you find change taking place.
Tuition at Ascension is heavily subsidized by the parish and costs about a third of what parents will pay in Eagan. More than 70% of Ascension students get some financial help. Officials with the Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis expect enrollment to keep growing. New education tax credits, expanded tax deductions, and privately funded scholarship programs for low-income students could further boost enrollment in the central cities. Tom McCarver says the Catholic Education Office is considering a plan to reopen some closed schools. He says an inventory of vacant facilities may help determine where they will teach the next generation of Catholic students. I'm Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio.